quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.
And Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. And I know that you're going through the list and opening soons and all sorts of things going on in the town.
Yeah,
in the area.
I think if you drive around town any at all, you can see that there's construction going on at everything from residential to commercial. And so, again, just as we're taking a pause here, is that the list that I go through, I can absolutely, because every once in a while a caller will call in and say, well, you didn't mention this or you didn't mention that. And we try to get as many as we can, and we follow when builders take out a building permit. And so we get some of our information. And I know you have Brad Clausen on a regular basis to talk
just
about
did a
some
few
of the,
weeks ago.
Yeah, I think I listened to part of him that day that he was on. So we all try to work together to see what's going on in our community. You know, some of the other things that are happening around the community is we've talked about the old Orschlin's building has been sold, and there's going to be a new dog kennel and a dog wash that's going in there, and they're going to take about half of that building. And then there's also going to, my understanding I just found out, is that there's going to be a veterinarian office also go in that area. And again, that's the old Orschlin's building. Menards is doing some working and moving some things around there. We've talked about that before. It's not really changing a lot of their retail space. It's more some of their storage space and some of those kinds of things. If we go, again, jumping around here, back on a little bit on the west side of town, is a little Apple Toyota has been doing some expansion at on Amherst Avenue and Seth Child. And then we also have Manhattan Area Technical College has been doing some alterations. And again, we kind of remind people that a lot of people see on, if they're driving Seth Child's, that they see all this dirt moving and those kinds of things, and that's actually a Westar Energy substation that's going there in, I guess that would be the east side of the MATC campus. But actually on the campus, they've been doing some alterations of some buildings at that location with with MATC. K-State Foundation is doing an expansion, their second building. I think people can see that now very clearly if they drive by the football stadium and up on that area. And then I think one of the things that I got to look at both papers here is, but what used to be, a lot of people will know, is SRAM Motors, which they sold this last year to Robbins Motor Company. And they're doing some alterations to their buildings at that location. So some activity is occurring there. We just heard yesterday that, you know, there was Genesis Health Club on Stag Hill, they want to build a brand new facility there. And I guess some of the folks from the company were in back to City Hall yesterday to look at some of the plans and what they need to do to get that project back online. So as far as we know, that project at some point is going to go forward. Overhead door is going to be going to 2501 Stag Hill Road. Again, NBAF, you get all the briefings on that here on your program. So a lot of stuff still going to be going there for many, many years yet, Kathy. Via Christi Hospital continues to do some interior construction. Manhattan Surgical Center has done some alterations. And Coffin Hall with the Manhattan Christian College has done some alterations inside there. Coming out close to where you are, Tuttle Creek Boulevard, again, the Links at Manhattan, a big apartment complex, and some of those units are open and occupied, but they're still working on a lot of the other units that are not completed yet. Meadowlark Hills is doing some inside alterations, and again, what is the old Royal Inn Hotel, which is closed, is for sale. And we, again, if we've reported that it's under contract, and I think that's moving forward. And our understanding is that they're probably, the new owners are probably going to tear that down and do some kind of a mixed-use development is what we're hearing for that location. But we'll watch for future developments on that. Something that we've talked about, and again, you and I traverse through there on a regular basis, Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue. Of course, the city is doing a big roundabout there, and that continues to go, and the roads out there get changed every day, it seems like, when you come through for you in the morning, morning.
I usually come the other way.
Oh, you come the other way.
Yeah, there's a back road I take and go 24 out by the county shops and come in that way.
But not me.
Not Dave.
But I think the more important thing is that at that intersection is a big, and we've talked about this now for well over a year, is a mixed-use development, and what you're seeing on that so far are two houses that are up, and you can very visibly see those. So, and then we've reported, and again, they were waiting for the infrastructure and the road to get done, but ShopQuick is going to be located in there, as well as ESB Financial is going to do a second bank location in the community. Across the way from that, Manhattan Oral Surgery is a new building at 4201 Anderson Avenue.
And I do sometimes come home that way, yeah. So I'm well aware. And it is still a bit of a mess, although it does flow pretty well.
The Rotary, although it's not mm-hmm. fully open, what they do have is open, mm-hmm. and it does seem to work pretty good.
Right.
Z Sleep Lab is doing a relocation, and they're going to go in next to the Manhattan Oral Surgery. And Washington Dance Studio is doing some alterations at 1125 Walters. And then the Medical Center is going to be adding a new 30,000 square foot expansion at their facility. We don't have a time frame. And then Audio Fit is taking one half of the old Bobby T's location. So, and then we a new resident apartment building, Hilton Heights and Claflin. One thing that I do want to mention that is new, and we actually have had a couple of calls at the chamber office, is the shopping center that is the Plaza Shopping Center, which is where Ray's Apple Market was on the west side of town, which is vacant. That was purchased by that whole shopping center, except for a small portion of it, was purchased by a company out of Kansas City, and they had some signs up there, and we're trying to lease some of the space. And then here just 2 months ago, they sold all of that shopping center to another shopping center developer, which is now out of St. Louis. I just talked to them on the phone yesterday, and they don't have any tenants. A couple of weeks ago, we had phone calls saying they'd heard that a new business was going into Ray's Apple Market, and there is nothing signed, there's no leases, there's nothing even in the works at the moment for that building. And again, the only thing that has occurred is that shopping center, about two-thirds of that shopping center is owned by this developer now out of St. Louis, and then the other part of the shopping center is still owned by Samurai here in Manhattan. And so, but the new owners of the large majority of the shopping center are doing some evaluations to decide what direction, what they want to do, and visiting with them yesterday, they've made no decisions. So they just closed on it about 30 days ago.
Appreciate the update on that.
So that's
a lot of interest in that.
So yeah, there's always been a lot of interest at that location as to what may happen. So we always get rumors. So if anybody has any of those rumors or things that they want to hear about, we'll try to answer them the best we can. We didn't talk about over by where Kmart used to be is kind of our reference. They're still working on three other retail locations at that, and we've heard lots of rumors, but we have not had any verification or leases that we're aware of that have been signed for those other three tenants. That's where Sports Academy and Five Below are, but there are three other pretty good sized retail spaces there, and we have no information yet. They're still working on those areas, but we haven't heard. We've heard rumors, but I don't spread rumors.
Okay. 9:34, let's go ahead and take another break. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and Steward of the Year, Lyle Butler, with us today. And 537-1350, we'll come back, talk some about Small Business Saturday and some other things that are coming up. You're listening to In Focus.
Ask how ESP Financial's Casasa Protect offers you ID theft protection and so much more.